This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Colorado continues to receive federal grants from the funding Congress approved to deal with the coronavirus pandemic. CPR Washington reporter Caitlin Kim has the latest.
The state is getting more than $10 million to boost public health departments' ability to test for coronavirus and then to carry out contact tracing for those who are positive. But the federal money goes far beyond helping directly with coronavirus to also fund everything from child care subsidies to transit infrastructure. And the state's public housing agencies will split $4.4 million to help prevent the spread of the virus in their properties. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Denver Museum of Nature and Science researchers are working from home during the pandemic. But Denverite's Kevin Beatty reports that hasn't stopped them from making discoveries.
Museum staff say they've entered their very own new normal since the labs have closed due to the coronavirus. Some have taken fossils home to clean up at their kitchen tables. While they can't compare new finds to the museum's vast collection, scientists have used the quiet time to dive deep into their data. Some say there will be a ton of research published, born in this rare era of focus. But lockdowns haven't kept the museum from unveiling new discoveries. One is a skunk-looking mammal from Madagascar that lived among dinosaurs 66 million years ago. They found a complete skeleton, which is super rare, but what makes it weird to experts are unique features like specialized teeth and a hole in its skull that aren't found in other mammals, extinct or living. The find is outlined in a new paper published today in the journal Nature. Kevin Beatty, Denverite.
Coming up, former congressional staffer Tara Reid is accusing Joe Biden of sexual assault that took place in 1993. NPR has now spoken to a former neighbor of Reid's who corroborates her account for the record. Stay tuned for that story. It's an in-depth report coming up next on All Things Considered. Also, parts of Colorado's economy reopened this week after being shut down for a month, and that's putting pressure on the state to get more people tested to make sure workplaces are safe and virus-free. Reporter Sam Brash and Morning Edition host Mike Lamp discuss in 10 minutes on All Things Considered. A mostly clear night around the state, except there will be increasing clouds on the western slope. Tonight's low, 45 to 50 along the Front Range. This is CPR News.